current year, just so you know. Her posting is less frequent, so says Mashable. She continues to reshare anti-trans sentiment, misleading statements about puberty blockers, and platform campaigns of Kiera Bell, who is a UK-based detransition activist and gender-affirming care critic. The author has remained consistent in platforming trans exclusionist accounts and brands like Sportswear XXYY. She rejoiced being blocked by India Willanby, the country's first trans national television newsreader and co-host of Loose Women. For fans, Rowling's dogged efforts to demonize trans people have been harrowing. The rift between the universe's creator and its unofficial caretakers has turned into a chasm, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. That is a rough timeline of her transphobia, and again, it is by no means exhaustive, and there is a lot more there to talk about. Like I said, I'll share the Mashable article in the episode description if you want to go and read it. It does give a decent overview of what we're dealing with. We're going to play another song, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, there's another article about how there is no ethical consumption of this new series, and talk about why that is. So in the meantime, this is Maitreya. We will be back in a minute on Syrup Mousse Radio. We'll be right back. Gonzalez against the Dying of the Light, and before that you heard Maitreya with Utopian Plague. Maitreya, I think I'm saying that right. If not, I apologize. You are listening to Spirit Moves Radio. We are talking about J.K. Rowling and her transphobia, and we are going to talk a little bit now about the whole situation with her show and why you need to not watch it. I'm taking a lot of this from the Verge article. There is no ethical consumption of HBO's Harry Potter series by Charles Pullum Moore. Link in the description. The previous one that I read, by the way, is by Chase D. Benedetto on Mashable. So we're going to just do that. So what the kind of main point here is that J.K. Rowling has made it abundantly clear she will continue using her fortune to harm transgender people. We talked briefly about that before the song break. She started a foundation essentially aimed at that, has donated plenty of money to causes harming trans people, and gets a huge amount of her money from this Harry Potter show and Harry Potter in general. So, let's get into this piece right now. So, I'm going to kind of skip to the end of it. It does go over a lot of what we talked about in the Mashable article, but this the ending here is kind of what is really important. So, Rowling has been rich enough to pour cash into organizations like this for some time now because she continues to hold the primary intellectual property rights to the entire Harry Potter franchise. Now, this is not super common in this in media like this. Usually it gets sort of split and sold, and you know, the percentages remain sometimes can remain large, but the fact that she holds the intellectual property rights to the entire franchise is unusual in this kind of thing. So that means that every movie, video game, stage show ticket, theme park pass, piece of merchandise, every single thing that you put money to puts money in her pocket. No matter what you think, if it's a legitimate thing, and is it a licensed thing, you are making her rich. And that money can be used to continue her crusade against trans people. Given the property's lasting popularity, Rowling, who is currently worth about $1.2 billion, could probably do this even if HBO wasn't producing the series, but because the network is and wants to keep the show going for at least a decade, Rowling will have even more capital at her disposal to impose her retrograde views on others. Which clearly is no concern of HBO's executive leadership, whose primary goals are to boost the company's stock value while taking home outsized paychecks and hefty exit packages of their own. But it is absolutely something that HBO's subscribers should be thinking about as Warner Brothers cranks the Harry Potter hype machine up ahead of the show's premiere later this year. HBO does not want you to think about how it is platforming a known bigot and making it easier for her to spread patently hateful, harmful messaging that can endanger people. And Rowling would probably rather not consider the fact that there are plenty of other magical academia series to become obsessed with, which I'm going to talk about in the other end of this show, where we usually talk about the stuff that I've been, you know, watching or listening to or whatever. But this is the thing. This is the primary thing, folks, is people seem to think that, I didn't buy the thing, or, oh, how much can she be getting? She's getting an unbelievable amount. So your subscription cost for HBO, I mean, we don't have that subscription in Canada, but I mean, I guess Crave will be carrying it. You're funding her. Even if you're not watching the show, but maintaining that subscription, you're funding her. And I'm sure that they will see an uptick in subscriptions as well. And that also sucks, because that is also new money for her. And the fact that it's going to go on for a decade, unless it is a disaster, is it's horrible. And this is what, because we can't let go of a thing we liked from when we were kids. I liked a lot of stupid crap when I was a kid, and I let most of it go. But this is what we do. We hold on for dear life, because letting it go might mean that we have to acknowledge that time has passed. And now we're just enabling a bigot to do harm. And make no mistake, she is a bigot. There is no there is no understanding with her. She is hateful, and she is using money to fund that hate. And if you are participating, you are part of it. And I'm not sorry. Okay, we're going to listen to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up, I guess, at least on this part of the topic. And we'll be back. This is Hell Ripper, Sculptor's Cave. Back in a sec.
Thank you.
Dry Socket there with Pressure Points. Before that, you heard Hell Ripper with Sculptor's Cave. We are at the end of this first hour. We've been chatting about J.K. Rowling, unfortunately. But in the next hour, we're going to talk about some alternatives, some good things that you could listen to, and get into some of the stuff that I've been watching, listening to, playing, and all that stuff. We're going to end this portion of the show with a new song from Snail Mail. The song is called Light on Our Feet. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Make sure to check out more over at themarsh.ca, and I will see you on the other side of the hour. Talk to you soon. Syrup Moose Radio, a show